The United States is holding a few child combatants from the war in Afghanistan. They arrived at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base in Cuba in February. They are reportedly between 13 and 15 years old. Human rights groups decry the detentions. NPR's Jerry Haddon was among the first group of reporters to visit the juvenile facility, and he has this report.
It's called Camp Iguana after the giant reptiles that scuttle along the scrubby bluff where the detention center stands, high above the blue Caribbean Sea. The grounds are small, about the size of two tennis courts, and surrounded by a high chain-link fence covered in green netting. Security here is not obvious. There's no razor wire around the perimeter, and a giant hole has been cut in one side of the netting, affording a stunning view of the water. That view, says a National Guardsman who would not give his name, is part of an effort to keep the young inmates from feeling overly oppressed.
Everything that's done out here with the Juvenile Enemy Combatant Program is done with sensitivity to their age group. And we don't want to put them in a confinement environment like you see down at Camp Delta.
Camp Delta is the holding facility for the roughly 660 adult detainees suspected of being Al-Qaeda terrorists or Taliban fighters. Most were picked up during the fighting in Afghanistan over a year ago. They're housed in 8-foot by 7-foot cells with metal mesh walls providing little privacy. The teens are receiving better treatment than the adult men. On this press visit, six military officials accompany reporters, showing them one of two back-to-back bedrooms inside the lone building here. The walls are painted a soothing light blue. Besides two metal beds bolted to the wall, the room is spare, but it's spacious, about twice the size as the men's cells. Outside, a sitting room with two chairs, a couch, and a TV. To pass the time, the young inmates watch movies. They play soccer outside on the grassy lawn or chess at a small table inside. Despite the special privileges, the teens are classified just as the adults are, as non-aligned enemy combatants. The U.S. argues that these fighters, regardless of age, showed no allegiance to a nation on the battlefield and so are not protected by international conventions. They have no right to an attorney, nor can they see their families. Human rights groups are incensed that children are being held without charges. Bill Scholes is the executive director of the Americas program for Amnesty International. He points out that the U.S. is a signatory to the United Nations Year 2000 Protocol on the Involvement of Children in Armed Combat. He says the U.S. is not living up to its international obligations.
Even if the surroundings and the circumstances of that detention are appropriate, the fact of indefinite detention without any charge and without any opportunity to potentially win relief, that in and of itself is a serious violation of the convention.
Officials in Washington aren't expressing much sympathy. At Friday's Pentagon briefing in Washington, Air Force General and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Richard B. Myers characterized the 13 to 15-year-old detainees as still very dangerous.
Some have killed. Some have stated they're going to kill again. So they may be juveniles, but they're not on a little league team anywhere. They're on a major league team, and it's a terrorist team.
Back at Guantanamo, the youths hardly seem treated like vicious killers. After study time, they receive ice cream sandwiches. The top brass paint them as much the victims as the villains. Two-star Major General Jeffrey Miller blames the Taliban and Al-Qaeda for the teens' incarceration.
All the enemy juvenile combatants that were here were kidnapped and impressed into service. And so it's the terrorists who are violating this. And we're doing our best to give these enemy juvenile combatants options to be able to be integrated back into their societies.
Miller says since the juveniles arrived, interrogators have continued to press them for intelligence. He would not comment on what, if anything, they've learned. During this tour, reporters were not allowed to see the teens, who were kept hidden just out of sight in the second bedroom at Camp Iguana. If they're eventually found to be of little intelligence value and a low threat to the U.S., General Miller says they could leave Guantanamo. But until that decision comes down, the juveniles will remain in their tropical pen. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Guantanamo Naval Base, Cuba.